ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's war on Ukraine. President Zelensky called yesterday's surprise visit to his war-torn country the most important in the whole history of Ukraine-U.S. relations. During the visit, President Biden announced nearly $500 million in additional security assistance to the country and said Russian President Vladimir Putin was just plain wrong to think that he could outlast Ukraine.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The president's visit to Ukraine on Monday is not sitting well with the people in East Palestine, Ohio.
The biggest slap in the face that tells you right now he doesn't care about us.
The town's mayor, Trent Conaway, EPA Administrator Michael Regan will be there today as a special health screening clinic opens. Tomorrow, former President Trump will meet with some of the residents of East Palestine in Oakwood Village, Ohio, outside Cleveland.
If you look around the ground, there's like chunks of molten lava.
An explosion ripping through a copper alloy plant Monday, killing a plant maintenance worker and injuring 13 people, at least one of them critically. The cause of that explosion so far is unknown. Earthquake ravaged southern Turkey and northern Syria, shaken again by a 6.4 magnitude quake, collapsing more buildings, killing at least eight more people and injuring hundreds more. The U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments in a lawsuit that says Google should be held accountable for extremist content not filtered out of its searches that led to terrorist violence. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's special election day in Virginia's 4th Congressional District.
The death of Democratic 4th District Congressman Donald McEachin last November has two candidates vying for that seat. Democratic State Senator Jennifer McClellan would be Virginia's first black woman in Congress.
There's a lot of enthusiasm and people are just ready to make history.
Pastor and Navy veteran Leon Benjamin is the Republican. He says he will take his life experience to D.C.
They should see freedom. They should see unity. They should see faith.
A Benjamin win would expand a narrow GOP House majority by one seat. Fourth District polls will close at 7 p.m. Eastern. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Baby formula maker Reckitt recalling about 145,000 cans of formula over possible cross-contamination issues. Some 12.9-ounce cans of Prosobi powder being recalled out of an abundance of caution. The lot numbers and more information at foxbusiness.com. A prosecutor's decision to modify the weapons charges against actor Alec Baldwin for a fatal movie set shooting means he will not face the potential for years in prison.
Alec Baldwin catches his first break as prosecutors drop the firearms enhancement charge Baldwin faced as part of the involuntary manslaughter charges in the death of Halyna Hutchins on the film set of Rust. The district attorney, Mary Carmack Altweaves, filed the paperwork to remove the charge, according to Fox News Digital, in order to avoid further litigious distractions by Mr. Baldwin and his attorneys. Heather Brewer, spokesperson for the DA, said the prosecution's priority is securing justice, not securing billable hours for big city attorneys. If convicted on that charge, Baldwin faced a mandatory 5 years in prison. The maximum penalty he now faces is 18 months. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.